This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 8th. God's word to you today is His presence. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 10, verse 9, and it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. This is according to the New King James Version. John 11, verses 22 to 23 says, "But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." And Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again," to which Martha responded, "Yes, I know, in the resurrection morning." Jesus says, "I am telling you that your brother will live again." Is Lazarus rising again not part of the whatever God can give Jesus when he asks? Anything means anything. John 11, verse 27 says, "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I have always believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." Was that the question? We often answer questions that no one is asking, saying things that God is not even asking us. But Martha's real heart is shown when Jesus says in John 11, verse 39, "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible." "Jesus, did you not hear me? I said he is not just dead, Jesus. He has been dead for 4 days and the smell will be terrible. Why do you want to embarrass everybody?" Martha was scolding Jesus. This is the same Martha that said, "If you ask anything, God will answer you." And like Martha, many times we say more than we believe. Why do we say more than we believe? I interact with Christians every day. Christians say big and lofty things, but when the rubber meets the road, they behave in a totally different way. They sing, "Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go." Then God says, "We need a missionary in the north." And they say, "God, we said quiet pastures and gentle streams, not troubled waters." If he is the shepherd of your soul, then go. By the grace of God, I try not to say what I do not believe. There are things I'm struggling to believe. I'm not there yet. I'm still growing. But I will never say this is my position if I do not believe it. Martha says, "Jesus, we know that God will give you anything you ask." Jesus says, "Great, roll the stone away." Martha says, "The body will be stinking by now." Contradictory statements. Why do Christians say more than they believe? Interestingly, Christians believe they can impress God by saying lofty things. Is it a case of everybody is saying it, so I will say it too? No. It is about what you believe. The heart is deceitful. Your heart can deceive you to think you are who you are not, and that you believe what you do not believe, until you are tested. Note, however, that the fact that you are tested does not mean you have to fail. Jesus did not fail. Peter eventually did not fail. The test will show you your level. If you believe when your faith is tested, and if you stand on God's word, He will come through for you. We see in John 11, verses 23 to 26, that resurrection is no longer a matter of time or place, but a person. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Resurrection and the life, Jesus is your name. At the mention of your holy name, dead things will come alive.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.